Good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Today I want to talk about AI and how it's changing the entire landscape of employment, how to get a job, how to be successful in your job. AI is really coming in hot, and it's going to be changing the way we interact with our world, the way we consume media, the way we buy things, and just about every facet of our environment is going to continue to be influenced by this AI landscape. So the problem that we're looking at today, or the central kind of motivation for this podcast, would be if AI can generate resumes, social media posts, conversations, what happens to real human influence? If it's reshaping hiring, networking, content creation, all that stuff, and the way we remain visible in the marketplace, then this needs to be something that we're incorporating into our lexicon, into our thought process as we get into the AI, right? When we're talking about these kinds of tools, we're talking about ChatGPT, OpenAI, DeepSeek, two of the main companies, but we can also be talking about some of the other lesser known tools that are helping people automate things, helping people get in front of others, helping people create stuff without having to do it themselves. AI is accelerating competition across the board. And if you don't control your online presence, AI will shape it for you. So the only way to stay ahead of this competitive landscape that is being dominated by AI going forward is to embrace authenticity, create strategic visibility, and active engagement. And so we're going to go through those today. Hopefully I can share some of my thoughts on this and some of the things that I've been utilizing to stay ahead. But the idea that we're going to be covering here is it's no longer just about having skills. It's about whether these skills are visible to the right people at the right time. Central to this is the flooding of the market. And so what we can think about when we're talking about AI's main impact is that first, it allowed people to do a lot more. If you weren't so good at writing, if you weren't so good at communicating, ChatGPT could solve for that. It could actually download how you like to speak, how you like to interact with other folks, and embed that into your communication. You can plug this in with multiple other tools, and we can get as close as creating content that is digestible by other folks. We can get as close as now you can scale your job applications across hundreds or thousands of things. But as other people have access to these tools too, it doesn't exactly elevate yourself if you're using AI. It's just leveling the playing field. And so when everyone has access to the same set of tools, how do you set yourself apart? And what is even the goal here? Are you trying to go for more content, or do you need to focus more on quality? And so that's going to be my point, is that you're going to be focusing on quality and authenticity, excuse me. So the first thing we're going to talk about is the AI's expanding role in the marketplace. AI is now a key player when it comes to hiring, influencing, and all sides of commerce, really. Companies and individuals are using AI to automate job applications, scan candidates' resumes and their digital footprint, anything that can be found online, and then generate thought leadership posts, videos, and content at scale. We know this is happening. If everybody is using AI to create content, how do you stand out? What is something that you can do to take control? Well, we look at the different aspects of it. When we're talking about AI, we know that it excels in efficiency, it excels in automation, excels in data-driven insights, where you can upload a bunch of stuff into this thing and it will pump out whatever you tell it to. Where it really falls short, though, is originality, human connection, and depth. So when we're talking about real experiences, you know, we're seeing a lot of this on the hiring side. You see a lot of folks are using ChatGPT to fill out their applications. Why should I hire you is a common question that even I've had to fill out on several job applications, for example. If ChatGPT is helping everyone do this, then essentially it's the common denominator, and using it is no way to stand out. Applicants are being called out for this, actually. And so what you can do is, by being yourself, by being your own original voice, you can cut through some of that AI. Right now, it really can't mimic that originality, that human connection. the second that it can, I think things are going to change again. But for right now, staying original is really the way you want to go. And a great way to think about this is AI is kind of like a calculator. Everyone can have one. It is a common denominator now, and long distance and long division skills have really not needed to evolve anymore because we have the ability to divide using the calculator function. It's much the same with AI. It speeds things up. It allows you to do whatever you want, but it doesn't make you smarter. And if you don't have original thoughts, AI won't give them to you. And so that's going to be really important. Whatever it is that's getting you up in the morning, whatever it is that's getting you excited, that needs to be central to what you're talking about. Obviously, if it's your career and you're doing something in your job that you really love, then that needs to be central. And your thought process around that needs to be central. AI is just going to be another tool that you're using to stand out. But your story, your thinking, the way you think about problems, your unique perspective, no one can really mimic that. And as much as ChatGPT or any other AI function can get in the minds of humans, can understand our experience here, it can never live your life on Earth. So that's the real importance. When we're thinking about the AI landscape once again, and we think about how it can impact everyone around, and when you're trying to find a job, when you're trying to find your place in this digital economy, something to really pay attention to, and something that's been central to what I've been thinking about a lot, is the concept of a digital twin. And this would be a culmination of your online presence mixed with what is already available about you. And so when we're thinking about our digital twin, imagine someone has the ability to clone you and only interacts with the digital version of you. What would that look like? What would that be like? How can we get a hold of that and capture it in our hands and manipulate it so that it can look and feel the way we want it to, right? Because before meeting you, people already have an impression based on your digital footprint, what's available out there. Certainly any hiring manager would be running your resume through their AI and their Amazon ATS server, whatever you call it there. But there also is going to be a host of AI that is looking for anything about you online, how your employers, your clients and peers use LinkedIn, for example, other forms of social media, and past content to assess you. Everyone knows the story of, you know, folks who have maybe some embarrassing photos from their past out there that resurface. This is the kind of thing I'm talking about. It will be out there. You do need to understand what it is, capture it, understand that other people can assess that when they're looking at you. And if we look at two job applicants, for example, one has an online presence and one has sort of a blank one that's just there to keep up appearances. The other one has posts, engagements, and thought leadership. We can see which one would be more valuable to employers. I'm not necessarily saying that you have to have a presence online, but if you are thinking about being an employee in this digital world, you're almost doing a disservice to yourself if you don't have an online presence, and even worse so, to have an incomplete online presence, right? With this job market being more brutal than ever, we're seeing employers receiving hundreds, if not thousands, of job applications per posting. People are filling in the gaps that they're not really good at with AI. They're scaling, they're applying at scale, and they're actually using AI to change their resumes up before they submit them. So if you have your resume and you're going for a different job and you would like to make your resume look a little bit more favorable to that position, you can customize your resume for each one. So not only are job applicants doing more and kind of spraying and praying, they're actually able to customize their unique employment in a way that's digestible to that employment and hiring manager. Now this is happening at scale and in the thousands, really. AI-driven job tools now allow job seekers to apply to hundreds of jobs a day, like I said. This is making things really hard to stand out. The overload of information leaves hiring managers kind of struggling to fully vet applicants. The digital twin and the online presence acts as a pre-vetting mechanism. It can either set you apart or leave you invisible. And so taking control over your narrative, let AI do it or take control of it yourself. Those are kind of your two options, right? So if you're looking for a job, you already need to be findable. You need to look like you belong in that space. You need to come across as somebody who would be valuable to any sort of organization. And there are several ways that you can do this, right? But at this point, your digital twin is probably getting judged before you even step into an interview or a room. And if that's the case, wouldn't you want to make sure it represents you accurately? wouldn't you want to spend the time to enhance your internet profile to make sure that it looks the way you need it? But not only that, there's a second side to the digital twin that we would get into. And it's not enough just to have a presence online. I think that would be pretty easy for me to say. Basically, everyone you know has some sort of presence online. Their name is findable. I don't think I've ever met anybody with no social media. There are definitely folks who have it kind of dialed back a little bit. But again, having your online presence is just one aspect of it. And a digital twin is really half the equation. The other half is in line with our new market reality, post or perish. In line with the publisher perish for researchers or academics, they should know that term very well. Now it's more so post or perish. And so what I'd like you to think about if you're entering this journey where you're saying, well, what is my digital presence and how can I stand out? How can I let people know about my unique skills and stuff like that? Well, post or perish is going to be your new paradigm. And companies and individuals who fail to be visible online in this way will definitely struggle to compete. I can see it now in my own work, in my own fields, in my own professions. The people that are posting more frequently about the subject matter that they're involved in are having a lot of success. And this is going to continue to happen more and more and more, not just if you're a celebrity, not just if you're a big corporation, but for the little folks too. Social media is going to continue to allow people with unique voices, unique experiences, and unique buying situations to come in and sell different things. Think of your niche subject matters that are highly specified, but the information is extremely valuable. In any industry, there are folks that possess this, and they can hold it into themselves, they can stay on a more traditional path, or they can become knowledge sharers of that field and show their unique talents in this way. So when we're talking about how AI-generated content is flooding the internet, the antithesis to this would be authenticity. Showing who you are, sharing unique insights, being present, being findable, and being frequent with your online activity. And so practical steps to stay relevant here, you gotta regularly share any sort of highlights or insights or updates that you're up to. There's no need to be an influencer, but being active, being present, especially if you're involved, sharing what you're learning, sharing what you're seeing on the ground can always be helpful. If not, asking questions can also be another way to go. Drawing people in, bringing up a conversation, getting involved that way, and just engaging in real conversations. Try to not engage with bots, though. That's the one caveat I would throw out there. Secondly, showcase your work. Make sure that anything you do stands out there. Thoughts, projects, things you're passionate about. If you're vying for one area of your career that you haven't yet had any groundbreaking on, show what you've learned, show what you're interested in, and just be findable. And again, just remember that if your voice isn't out there, you might as well not exist. In terms of the AI, it can kind of draw whatever conclusions it will draw. If you're okay with that, then there's no need to publish anymore. But if you're looking to really take control of your online profile, people trust what they see. So if you don't post, someone else who does will get the opportunities meant for you. And not only that, it's impossible to stand out in today's world. So that's something I'd like everybody to think about. You know, AI is powerful, but human originality is irreplaceable, at present anyway. Everybody has a unique skill, insight, or experience. Now is the best time to showcase it online. It is a complete and utter meritocracy at the moment. As long as you're not talking about some easily censored topics, you can get yourself in front of millions of people. People that you would never meet organically, people that you would never cross paths with in your professional career. It is absolutely the best time. The best voices will rise if they show up. But here's the thing. If you don't show up to these kinds of things, if you're not letting people know what you think, who you are, what you're about, then they will never ever know this about you. And again, like I said before, there is going to be a mass amount of flooding of content with this AI stuff. The second that people will not have to be present and they can create content just as I am today. They can punch all the keywords they need and it will spit out someone that looks like me and can connect with you in a human way, then that's gonna be a problem. But for now, there are way too many different experiences, way too many unique folks out there who have something to share and something that they should be doing in terms of their careers as well. Think of the future of work where people are sharing their daily experiences. And this is actually part of the process. It's crazy to think about, right? But you would never, ever have a centralized database where you could see what ex coworkers were up to. That's 20 years ago we're talking. You wouldn't really know where people ended up, and you would have needed to keep their Rolodex, you know, in a physical form to see where they're up, to see where they're at, right? So now that you have, say, like LinkedIn, for example, you have the ability now to stand out in ways that you didn't before, right? So with this new meritocracy, there is a big problem. There's a flooding of content, and there's too much to go around, right? On the other hand, there is the ability to post. Anybody can post anything they want online. So as long as you're showing yourself out there, as long as you're being present and online in this marketplace, you're going to do better than if you didn't, right? And that's the thing to know. When somebody has an application and they're looking to get hired at a company, wouldn't it be better to have a video talking about the subject matter that is relative to that job than, say, just having an application? Wouldn't it be better to have video evidence of you being really good at what you do, or you showing that you know what you're talking about? All of this stuff is going not just to be helpful, but it's going to be crucial. And what I mean by that is, if you can create an entire profile with AI, you can enhance it with AI, you can look at your resume and kind of tweak it to make it look like you know what you're doing, then what's ending up at the end of the day, what's going to happen is that most people are going to doubt that you actually are capable. And with that digital footprint, the resume, the online profile, the social medias, it's really easy for someone to fake something, right? So how can you get around this? You have to be vulnerable and you have to be authentic. And so that's the thing you need to remember, is that the future belongs to those who are authentic, visible, and engaged. And that's something that I really do believe in. When we have a host of AI content, we have a flooding of the internet of ideas, and we do have a true marketplace, then yeah, you are gonna need to be loud, but not the loudest person in the room. The loudest person in the room isn't always the smartest, but in a digital world, silence is the fastest way to be ignored. So I don't want you to think of it as you gotta post everything all the time and you kinda gotta be in people's faces and annoying. No, but this archaic idea that no posting is a professional way, and oh, I'm a professional, I don't need to be online, I just think that that's going to start to go away. And I think that people who are willing to take this by the horns right now are going to see a lot of authenticity, a lot of good situations happening, and also they'll be findable by the people that need their skills. And so that's the most important thing, is that when you have this meritocracy, you have this opening up of information, you also have the ability for hiring managers, companies, corporations, CEOs to get talent from different spots. You don't need to necessarily hire in your own city. In fact, with the unique specialization of skill sets in this digital era, it's more than likely that your unique skill is just not valuable in your city. You can go somewhere else now and someone might need exactly what you do. But how are they gonna know that if you don't tell them? And that's the idea. So you need to be findable. You need to have your own kind of employer mindset with your digital profile. And even if you're an employee of a corporation, that's fine. But this needs to be something that you're incorporating into your profile as you go forward. If you don't believe me, there are some historical parallels that I'd like to draw in here. With the rise of the dot-com era, the rise of social media, and then the final rise of AI in the last 30 years, if you want to call it 30 years, maybe 35 years now, this has really changed the way the world works. It is no longer the world that I was born into, and we have yet seen so many changes in such a small period of time in history. There are few examples that stand out, and the historical parallels are clear. The first one, or all three if you want to consider them that way, the Industrial Revolution, the printing press revolution, and the dot-com and social media shift. All three represent massive changes in the way the world worked. In the Industrial Revolution, you had skilled artisans who were replaced by machines, but those who adapted to the new system thrived. They went from the rural to the city. They worked in factories. They put food on the table, doing new things and being adaptive. The parallel to today, if you ignore AI, you risk irrelevance. But if you integrate it while keeping your human edge, you win. Just like in the Industrial Revolution, machines didn't actually replace humans in the economy. They shifted them around a little bit, right? Even better, actually, and more parallel to the word side of things and the creative side, is the printing press. Before the printing press, only a small elite controlled information. Books were primarily in the hands of elites, and ideas were shared primarily in an oral fashion. Most people could not read. The printing press changed all of that. It democratized who has access to information, who can get information, and who can create it. Very, very similar to social media. And with AI now, everyone kind of has their own printing press in their hands in terms of a digital asset, right? So once books became accessible, the game changed. Those who could write and publish gained power. Today, AI is democratizing content creation, but authentic voices are the ones that are going to stand out now. If you look at the dot-com boom and the social media shift, the same sort of thing happened. Companies that did embrace digital tools, did embrace the internet, did embrace e-commerce, became industry leaders. Social media later did the same thing. Those who built an online presence online had massive advantages. We saw this in a lot of the celebrity and corporate culture, and now we're starting to see it in your average, regular, day-to-day people. So that's what I want to really hit home on, is that with AI, we do have a massive shift in employment, a massive shift in society, and it is arguable that introducing something like this into the world is very similar to the three examples I just mentioned. Now, when we look at this, if you're not willing to integrate and use these tools, then you will be left behind. But if you don't consider how these tools have now changed the game as well, then you're also doing yourself a disservice. So when we think about times in history, in each of those situations, folks failed to adapt, and they almost scoffed at the idea of doing things differently. And what I'm advertising to you here today is to think about what you do in your day-to-day that others might be able to learn from, that others might be able to find helpful, insightful, or even just consumable as content. If you do not, you are risking being swept away like those in prior eras, right? Every era has a shift that punishes the passive and rewards the adaptable. AI is no different. It's a tool, not a replacement for human knowledge. If I were to look at history, the people who saw change coming and adjusted, those are the ones who thrived. The same thing is happening right now in AI. And so if you're realizing this, if you're able to take this under control and find a way to use AI to empower yourself and be more authentic, then that's why I'd like you to use it. But if you're going to use it to create content and pump things out and substitute that for real creative expertise, real hard work, real sweat, then you're just going to add to the flurry of content online. You're going to make it easier for people like me who are trying to be authentic. And so when we look at the episode today, when we're talking about how AI is automating influence and the market is shifting rapidly, we look at authenticity, visibility, and engagement as the way to stand out. Are you taking control of your digital twin? Or are you letting AI shape it for you? Start sharing, start engaging, and taking ownership of your presence in the digital age. Use AI, but don't let it use you. In the end, AI will be everywhere, but what will always be rare is usually and almost always a real human connection. History has failed to replace this time and time again, and using authenticity to stand out, sharing real human experiences is perhaps going to be the most valuable thing in a sea of AI-generated content, robots, and chat rooms. Thanks for listening today. Really appreciate your time. Talk soon.